AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The storm system that has brought rain and snowfall to California is expected to ease, but there still is a risk of high surf along the coast, flash flooding near Los Angeles, and avalanches around Lake Tahoe. A mountain town northeast of Los Angeles has been under an evacuation warning due to the risk of mudslides. The storms are blamed for at least two deaths. The system has brought the wettest Christmas season to downtown Los Angeles in decades. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the historic New Year's Eve ball drop to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary.
This New Year's Eve in Times Square will offer even more at midnight. It's the combined kickoff to America 250. Rosie Rios is the chair of the organization.
The ball is going to glow red, white, and blue right after the countdown. For the first time ever, there will be a second wave of confetti. It will all end with America the Beautiful.
In celebration of the start of America's 250th anniversary and a year of getting all Americans to participate in the largest year of service.
We are making 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever aggregated by our country. But we will also have those moments, and those moments are the splashy fireworks, pomp and circumstance, broadcast concerts that everyone's expecting. But again, I'm telling you right now, whatever you're imagining, it's going to be much more than that.
Julie Walker, New York.
A man injured in last month's UPS cargo plane crash in Kentucky has died, raising the death toll from the crash to 15. Governor Andy Beshear and Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg say Elaine Rodriguez Colina died on Christmas Day. This is AP News. South Korea plans to end adoptions by foreigners.
The South Korean government says it plans to end foreign adoptions of its children. The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a five-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029. Adoptions already have been waning. In the 1980s, South Korea approved more than 6,000 adoptions each year. In 2025, only 24 have been approved. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.